I want to open with congratulating Coach Dooley, and such a great honor on getting his name placed on the field. It'll be there forever, and he's been such a special man in my life and my career, and his family's been so good to me and mine. So a big honor to have him here and to name the field after him. And also our fan base, to turn out for Coach Dooley in such tough heat conditions. It was hot out there, and I thought the fans were awesome to come out early and often. I also want to thank Matt Holland and his staff, the turf staff. You know, our field has got to by far be one of the best in the country, and I just thought it was awesome today, and their coach even made a comment about it before the game. What a wonderful job Matt and his staff do to keep our grass the best in the country. But with that, I'll open it up. Yeah, we got busted coverage on defense. They made a really good throw and catch. Guy made a heck of a catch, good thrower and man coverage, and we didn't have a middle field safety. So when you don't have a middle field safety and they catch it, they're going to run for the distance. And then we had a couple slow series there on offense. Got beat on a twist, ended up giving up a sack. And guys persevered, kept playing hard. And, you know, you go into these games knowing that you want to score every play and you think you should score every drive and that you should hold them to 0 yards. And they got good players too. So got to give them some credit. And our kids kept playing. And that's kind of what our mantra is. We're going to keep playing and try to break the other team's wheel. Well, it's hard to assess it. I want to watch it and see some things in a little slower motion. But I was happy he got to play. I certainly wanted him to play against Vanderbilt. He needs all the playing experience he can. You can take every rep in practice you want. You can do every scrimmage you want. But getting an opportunity to go out in games and play is really important for his confidence, for him to grow, and for him to understand that your reps in practice are valuable. You've got to take those and process information and make decisions and do that and grow as a quarterback, because he's one play away at all times.
Speaking of opportunities to play, who were some of those guys who saw their first action that stood out to you?
You know, I don't really know. A lot of guys. I think we played every guy that we had. I mean, I don't know that we didn't have a freshman that didn't play. I think all of them played. You know, none really stood out, per se. George made some big plays, but we've seen him do that. He's a talented kid, and some of those other guys got to play a lot too. But until I watch the film and see what they did on when the play was away from them and some of those other things, I don't want to jump out and just say anybody blew me away. You know, I'm more concerned with guys that are playing every down early in the game, as much as saying the guys that got in late. It's hard to judge. I don't know who ended up with. I'm not sure where it ended up, but I mean, obviously those guys are out in the same caliber of guys to protect that other teams will play. Guys a little different than some of the teams we've played like them in the past, you know, to try to be aggressive and try to cover them and get up on them. They did a good job throwing and catching the ball. That's what they do for a living. You know, they throw and catch the ball really well. I thought our front was disruptive and controlled the run game. Tried to make them one-dimensional.
Nate Mason played right guard, right tackle, left tackle. Just does he have a best position, and just how valuable is it?
He's very valuable. His strength is his diversity. He can play a lot of positions. He's very smart. He practices all those positions. And what I love about Cade is, regardless of what position he's at, he has fire in his belly. Cade is a competitor. Cade loves to win. When we score a touchdown, Cade's the first guy to celebrate with a back, and he blocks downfield, and he practices that way. So I love the way he plays the game, because he plays the game of football the right way.
Looks like you had a really good view of your taking diving catch there on the sideline where he called run really good. He made several good plays. Can you talk about his play? And is that what you guys have been seeing in practice all along?
Yeah, George has stepped up and begun to is starting to become an overall player, meaning probably the most impressive thing he did today was a block on DeAndre Swift's long run. He did a great job going down and digging the safety out, and it sprung Swift. And when you can do that as a freshman, that's more impressive to me than diving and catching the ball. He's grown as a player. He's got to learn to control his emotions a little bit. He's very emotional. He's a passionate player. I don't ever want to take that away from him, because I think that is what makes him who he is. But he's got to be smart and play within our system and understand that just because you make a play, you know, you can't talk to the opponent.
Coach, Trevor, what's your impressions of Samir? 9 yards of carry, leading rusher in the second game.
Did a good job. Got good old lineman in front of him, playing against an inferior opponent, and our guys all ran pretty good today.
With knowing Smith, there's been a lot of talk about his motor and his energy. How much of that's helped him and allowed him to make an impression for this season?
He's got a tremendous motor. He plays really hard. He's another one that plays with passion and energy. It's important to him. Love the way Nolan plays. If he continues to grow and play with physicality and match up against bigger people, he's going to be able to help us. He's got a lot of speed.
You talk about going back to Wolf after the fumble, but just the confidence that he's already earned on this football team.
Yeah. He's a good shot. I mean, he caught the ball and was trying to get extra yards. He took a tough shot, and you know it's going to happen. You don't accept it. We cannot have it. We've got to do a better job of protecting the ball, his fumble along with Stetson's interception. You can't have those. You can't have those in big games and big moments, but that doesn't, if the coverage dictates the Wolf's going to get the ball, we're not going to not throw it to him because of a fumble. He caught the ball. He had an opportunity. He made some plays. Had some good, talented player. He's a weapon for us, especially in the passing game. I love the balance part. I love the fact that we were able to throw and catch the ball well today. And, you know, we got to do it against a bigger and better opponent. But you can't do it. You can only do it against who you're scheduled to do it against. And our kids went out and competed today and did a nice job of it.
You wanted to play with it. Yeah. What you saw again, is there kind of like a yard line where you're comfortable with?
Tyler had an injury, so he came out for a little bit. He went inside, got some x-rays, but he came out. He was okay. He went back in, so there's no set yard line for either one of them. We're trying to get both of them some experience because with Kiers out, there are two primary returners. It was great. Zamir's a competitor. He works his tail off. You know, I was most proud of Samir today that all you guys talking about his carries and his 9 yards, he picked up a blitzing backer in the A-gap, and he smacked him right in the jaw. So go back and watch that one, and that's what being a running back's about. And he played with great physicality, and he protected the quarterback, which is the thing that he doesn't get to do that often, and he's going to earn more playing time is being able to protect the passer.
But you're actually
he continues to grow and get better. I think he's realized that he's got to play with some physicality. The reason he started today is just what personnel they were in. We had a package that we were going to play against certain teams. And I know that y'all don't understand that. Y'all think that he started because, I mean, just they were in four wides, so we want more speed on the field. We had two outside backers on the field instead of big DNs, so we were just trying to go a little more after that, and we knew we were going to roll a lot of guys, so that's just a small package we had.
Talking about coming back to getting yourself Mark Webb, you got him to improve it after that touchdown that gave up in the next series, I think it was. He knocked the ball loose in that, and you talk about, I guess that's part of Herb as well.
Yeah, he's got to do a better job when he's in coverage situations. I think he had poor eyes. What happened for him to get beat on the play, but he's physical. Mark practices really physical. You love the way he hits people and strikes blockers, and that's what dislodges the ball to cause the fumbles, his physicality. He likes that part.
As far as it was, pretty good.
For us, because we put a lot of sweat in the off season, but also in the preseason in that kind of heat. So our guys, they were used to it. And it probably would have been a lot tougher had it been a four quarter game, but none of them had to play four quarters.
In general terms, did you get out of this game what you wanted? Are you pleased exiting this game right now? Maybe
we got a lot of things we can improve on. We got to tackle better, organizationally, substitutions. We got to do a better job. We got to manage things a little bit better as coaches. But I was pleased with the progress the team made you know, big thing, he's going to be able to throw the ball better. And we were able to have timing in the passing game, throw the ball better, protected the quarterback better for most of the game. We had our once the sack there on Jake. But defensively, I don't know that we got to improve a lot, because I don't know, the caliber of team we went against. It was just another opportunity to force turnovers, try to create havoc. And they completed a lot of passes, but that's who that team is. That team is a, yards after catch kind of team, and we didn't want to give them yards after catch, and the one big touchdown, they got it.
I'm not sure when the last time you guys scored on defense was, but that play just in general, one guy gets there and disrupts the play, the next guy forces a fumble, another guy picks up. Is that, as a coach, seeing kind of multiple guys and doing it as a team, you think on the team concept, is that something that they kind of, you can build on and kind of prove you as a coach?
Yeah, we always show every defensive score in the SEC on the team score on defense. We show it every day, every Tuesday or Wednesday. I forget what day it is in our defensive meeting. So the players love it because they want to be on that reel. Every defensive player's dreams to score. So when, watch them, and they're always trying to be on that reel. So they'll be fired up because they get to be on that reel this week. And we preach it all the time that when you get an interception or a fumble recovery, we want to score. We want to score on defense. And it's like 60 or 70% of the games you win when you score on defense. So if you can do that, you can be pretty successful.
What are your thoughts on where Jamari is right now?
Judgment until I get to watch it. I thought his stamina was good. I thought he played really hard. There's no plays that stuck out as really bad. So I want to be able to watch the tape, see how he played.
Hey, Kirby, how do you go about instilling into these guys that playing special teams is important? You got a lot of big role players like James Cook and even Trayvon Walker is covering kicks at 6'5", 290 pounds. How do you go about instilling that into these guys?
It's our standard, man. It's what we do. We don't fake it. We live it. And we open our season with meetings about special teams, and I don't ever miss a special teams meeting. I may miss something, but I'm not missing special teams. Important for our people accountable before they ever play on offense or defense teams. And when you do that, then I trust you, you're going to do your job on offense and defense.
Last question.
Thanks, guys.